The singer known as the Queen of Salsa has died at age 77. Celia Cruz helped define the sound of Afro-Cuban music, and for the past 30 years she has been one of its biggest stars. Cruz recorded more than 70 albums and was nominated for more than a dozen Grammys. NPR's Netta Ulubi has this remembrance.
Celia Cruz died yesterday at her home in Fort Lee, New Jersey. In a 1988 NPR interview, Cruz said no matter how far she traveled from her home country, in some ways, it came with her.
I was born in Havana, Cuba. I used to hear music in Cuba, all kind of music, but especially the guaracha, mambo, cha-cha-cha, the happy music. I was born with the music inside of me.
Imagine seeing Celia Cruz as a young woman, earrings dangling, hair piled high, singing at the world-famous Tropicana nightclub in the 1950s. The intensity of that contralto would propel Cruz all over the world. But once she left Cuba in 1959, she would never again return. Cruz arrived in the United States soon after the Cuban Revolution with the popular band La Sonora Matancera. Cruz went on to work with virtually every major Latin musician. Conga percussionist Ray Barreto says she was a singularly flexible artist who defined and transcended musical genres in a career that spanned 50 years.
She just was not cut in the same mold as most other fine, talented singers. She just had her own special thing. And of course, as she grew older, she took on the air of a diva.
But to her bandmates, Barreto said, Celia Cruz was just one of the guys who happened to be a musical icon.
No one can do the Bemba Colorada like me because I put my heart in La Bemba Colorada. And when I say azúcar, the people jump.
Leila Cobo is the Latin bureau chief for Billboard magazine.
Her trademark shout, which was azúcar, has been repeated and emulated over and over and over again. Every other salsa album you hear, someone shouts azúcar, and that's a direct Celia quote. You even hear it in pop and rock albums.
Last year, Cruz was awarded a Latin Grammy for Best Salsa Album. At 77 years old, in a scarlet dress, she was aflame on stage. In an earlier NPR interview, Celia Cruz suggested it wasn't she who needed to keep up with trends in salsa. It was salsa that needed to keep up with her.
I don't think about retirement. I'm not going to retire, never. I don't want to do anything but salsa. I want to sing salsa until I die.
Celia Cruz recorded her last album while undergoing chemotherapy for the brain tumor that eventually killed her. Cruz is survived by her husband, musician Pedro Knight. Earlier this week, they celebrated their 41st wedding anniversary. Netta Ulubi, NPR News, Washington.